105.5 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. The WGCH National News Report on the hour at 8. All of our top local stories at 8:05. Half hour from now, we'll be joined by the Reverend Sydney Van Dyke at First Congregational Church, where she's associate pastor, talking about their outdoor nativity walk taking place tomorrow. WGCH News Center time 7:52, and joined now on the line by State Representative Harry Arora of Greenwich for his monthly legislative update. We're going to do it today, and I appreciate Harry calling in. Good morning, State Rep. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony, and a very good morning to all your listeners, and happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone.
All righty, and the same to you and yours. And let's start with something we hope that by this time next year will make things normal, back to normal, vaccination, the COVID-19 vaccine.
Yes, you know, Connecticut, as you know, two vaccines have been approved, both a Pfizer vaccine and a Moderna vaccine. Connecticut has got to receive 31,000 vaccines last week and 87,000 this week. So in the phase 1A, which is going on right now, the vaccination is being done in phases. And in the phase 1A, the vaccination is for healthcare workers, for everyone in the long-term care facilities, residents and staff, so basically nursing homes and assisted living, and finally to first responders. And that's going on in full swing right now. Now, two things about it. Number one, the governor has confirmed, the DPH has confirmed, this is voluntary. It is not, there is no mandate being considered. Well, I get a lot of questions about that. This is voluntary vaccination program. Now, if I encourage everybody to really take a close look. It's safe. Now, and the second thing is, if you're a healthcare worker, and you have not been approached by your employer, or you're a small setup which is not associated to a big hospital, you know, you are still eligible in the phase 1A. Either call the closest hospital, or you can email me, and I will give the details. It's harry.arora@cga.ct.gov, or you can Google and find me.
All right. The Congress has approved that big stimulus package, but is Connecticut going to get any help from that?
Yes. Yeah, so this second package, the second stimulus, big stimulus package, which got approved by the Congress but has not been signed by the president as of right now, but hopefully soon, it has a lot for our citizens, for our community. The unemployment, the special unemployment, as we call it, the FPUC, or the federal portion of the unemployment, which used to be $600 last time in the spring, has been reinstated for another 3 months at $300 a week, which will help those who are in the hardest hit sectors. The PPP program, the business loans for those hard hit sectors, again, are going to restart, and those are going to be for 2.5 months of payroll. For up to 2.5 months of payroll. So that's also going to get started perhaps in the first week of next year. And finally, there is a lot more funds for targeted to sectors. And not to forget, there is the stimulus check, or $600 for each person and their dependent child. So if you are, which is going to be mailed by the Treasury Department or the IRS, just like the last time.
All right. Now, the president is saying that everybody should get $2,000.
Yes, so there is some interesting tussle going on out there. There has been the discussion whether this big bill would have been a total of $500 billion. Now it is $900 billion. And there is a discussion that the president is asking for more, or is asking the Congress to do more. Now, I think there is balance has to be struck and a compromise has to be made. I think the current bill, since it's in such a late stage, ninth innings, and we have to really get it done soon, it should get signed, but you never know. The president is insisting, and there might be changes.
All right. Speaking with State Representative Harry Arora, and the legislative session in Hartford begins in less than 2 weeks. Tell us about the schedule and your committee assignments.
That's correct. So 6th of January is the beginning, or the opening session, which will be very different. I am honored this time to be the ranking member. This is my second term, or really my first term was an abbreviated term because of the special election. In the second term, I will be the ranking member of the Labor Committee and will be on the Energy and Technology Committee as well, and the Human Services Committee. So these committee assignments give me a good spot to serve our community, especially as we know that electricity pricing and availability is a really big issue, or reliability is a big issue. And also on the labor side, the Labor Committee is also responsible for all the public employees in the state of Connecticut, which really needs reform, which really needs changes. So I'm looking forward to setting a strategy and really working with the majority to get some changes out there and work for the people of Connecticut.
All right, fantastic. Harry Arora, State Representative, Town of Greenwich, and representing the 151st District. Representative, thanks again for your time.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
You
Happy New Year.
Pleasure.
Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays as well to you and all your listeners.
Same to you, and we'll talk to you in the new year. And the session will be underway by that time, and then we'll have even more meat to talk about.
Indeed. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you again.
Take care. State Representative Harry Arora joins us on the 4th Thursday of